On the 19th of September 1940, a 24-year-old RAF fighter pilot on a routine mission from Egypt to Libya was forced to make an emergency landing in the desert after he found himself in a rather unfortunate position. With uncertain landing coordinates and night drawing on, he took the decision to land his aging Gloster Gladiator plane in the desert before he completely ran out of fuel. All went well until the undercarriage of his aircraft struck a boulder on landing, causing the plane to crash and burst into flames. Acting fighter pilot Roald Dahl managed to drag himself away from his burning plane, just narrowly missing the frantic machine gun fire exploding from the guns on his biplane, and he escaped with a smashed nose, burns, temporary blindness, and a severe concussion from a bash to his head. Fortunately, the young pilot was rescued later that evening, but it was that almighty blow to his head that Roald Dahl would forever attribute to the pivotal moment which stirred up in him his desire for writing. Over the course of his career, Roald Dahl not only wrote fiction and non-fiction for both adults and children, he also wrote screenplays and plays, and with his children's books, he created colourful, fantastical worlds and never held back for the sake of his squeamish readers. One of his most popular stories was first published in 1964 about a little boy called Charlie Bucket. And now, just over 50 years since it first hit the bookshops, it's been estimated that the book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, has sold over 20 million copies worldwide and been translated into no less than 55 languages. So what's it all about? It's the story of a little lad called Charlie Bucket who loves chocolate and lives tantalisingly close to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. He and his family have nothing in the world and live in a rickety shack, but Charlie is a born optimist who makes the most of every little thing he has. And then one day, he wins one of five precious golden tickets to the weird and wonderful Wonka chocolate factory. It's the chance of a lifetime to feast on the sweets he's always dreamed of. But beyond the gates, astonishment waits, as down the sugary corridors and amongst the incredible edible delights, the five lucky winners discover that not everything is as sweet as it seems. Roald Dahl books have always held a special charm for young children, and multi-award-winning film and theatre director Sam Mendes was no exception to this rule when he was growing up, as he confessed in an interview in 2013, naming it as one of his favourite childhood books. And it was a story he was convinced would make a wonderful musical show. In bringing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to the stage, they wrote over 50 drafts of the musical over the course of 5 years and made several attempts at portraying Willy Wonka's Oompa Loompas, first as puppets, then as children. Not to mention the almost overwhelming challenge of squeezing Willy Wonka's factory with its chocolate river, edible grass meadow, and enormous glass pipes with a never-ending suck, suck, sucking sound onto an unsuspecting West End stage. But it finally came together in one big theatrical extravaganza, which opened in London's West End at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, on the 25th of June 2013, with music by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, script by David Grech, and starring actor Douglas Hodge as Willy Wonka. But of course, Willy Wonka isn't the only star in the show. After all, it's not called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for nothing. It took 9 months and hundreds of auditions to find the children for the show, and the producers chose four boys to play the character of Charlie. They were Jack Costello, Tom Kleneman, Isaac Rouse, and Louis Sook. At the end of 2013, I started teaching a rather special young lad who, after starring in a West End show and performing in front of royalty at the Royal Variety Performance that year, then came to me for singing lessons. Most people I meet have playing the lead in a West End show as their lifetime goal, but this young man had already achieved these dizzying heights at the tender age of 11. His name is Tom Kleneman. Modest, smiley and fun, and one of the four talented young actors who first played Charlie at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane in 2013. And he's sitting here with me today to talk to us about his magical time in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Hello, Tom, and welcome.
Hello, Leslie.
Right, so, Tom, had you ever been in a big show before you were cast in Charlie?
Never. I've barely been in any shows. I mean, only really school productions, and then as a very minor part.
Wow. So this was huge.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, I had no idea I was ever going to be in a show like this. I mean, I remember just, they came around the school and I just went there, and I wasn't really expecting to even be selected to go for the first audition. And I had no idea what I was letting myself into.
Wow.
And it was incredible, yeah.
Wow, so, amazing. And what was it like when you found out you'd been chosen?
Oh, it just was the best feeling ever, because, I mean, I'd been doing this. I came to the very first audition ever for Charlie. So on the very first day, and I was there to the very last day. So it was just this feeling of utter relief and happiness, because it's been something that was building up for months and months, and I would have been so disappointed and upset had I not got it. So it was just fantastic. It was like being on cloud nine.
I can imagine. Like Christmas all rolled up in once.
Yeah.
So for anybody that doesn't know the story of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, can you give us a sort of a brief rundown of what the story's about?
It's about this very poor child called Charlie, who has an incredible imagination. So he's kind of searching rubbish dumps and making things out of barely anything. And he loves chocolates. And his kind of idol is Willy Wonka, and Willy Wonka puts out a challenge where you have to find a golden ticket in a chocolate bar. So Charlie has no money, and he only gets one chocolate bar on his birthday. But then he finds a £5 note, so he buys a chocolate bar, and it happens to have a golden ticket in it. So he gets to go to the factory and witness these incredible things with four atrocious other children. And then at the end of the trip round, all the children have kind of died or disappeared in horrible circumstances, but in really funny ones too. And he gets offered the chocolate factory by Willy Wonka as kind of his prize.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a fantastic story.
And would you say, because there are other child characters in there, aren't they? Are they nice?
Oh, the characters themselves are horrible.
So what are their names?
There's Veruca Salts, Mike TV, Augustus Gloop, and Violet Beauregard. So, yeah, quite amazing.
And what are they like in comparison to Charlie?
Well, Charlie's very sweet and innocent.
Yeah.
And these people are kind of the sons and daughters of very rich people who live these fantastic lives and are very, well, just weird in every way. For example, Veruca Salt is cruel and rich and kind of uses her daddy as a sort of banker, like butler, almost. So she's in control. Mike TV's just wild and scary and gung-ho, in a way. And then Violet Beauregard, who's like a massive, already well-known, famed superstar. And then Augustus Gloop, who just likes eating things. So they're kind of disgustingly funny.
And so, Gloop, yeah. What a great name.
Yeah, I know, it's fantastic.
And did all your kids get on really well together?
Oh, we got on really fantastically, because we were actually very similar. I mean, with the Charlies, because we're cast for a similar part, we were all very similar, and so were the Mikes and the Augustuses and everybody else. So we all got on very closely, and because, I mean, you're doing 7 months with these people, and then you have about a year of rehearsals before that, so you get to know them really well, and you spend a lot of time with them, and you really trust each other on stage and everything. So it's fantastic. Yeah.
So you're big friendship, big family.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about the adult characters? What about Willy Wonka? Who was
that? They were really good. Well, the Willy Wonka I was with was Douglas Hodge, who, to me, was the pinnacle of acting. And he was fantastic. I mean, because I'd never done a show before. Coming into that, I had zero expectations. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And he kind of taught me lots, like my kind of mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had like an acting mentor, it would be him.
What was it like the first time you stood on stage, for goodness sake?
Oh my gosh, it was terrifying. I mean, I'd seen plays in the West End before, musicals. But being on stage is a completely different experience. Because, I mean, I remember I was centre stage and I was singing the first opening song in a tech rehearsal, which is kind of like the rehearsals where you're in the pit. And, it was fantastic because I was looking out over these 20,000 or however many seats there are. It feels like 20,000. And just in complete awe of how I got here and what was going to happen on opening night. It was Oh, it was brilliant.
It is one of the hugest theatres, the Theatre Royal, isn't it, in London?
Yes.
Do you know how many people it seats?
2,500, I think.
It's about two. I'm such a bore. It's 2,200.
2,200.
It's a huge amount of people to see. And a massive stage. What a view you must have had.
I know, it's incredible. And of course, I'm often as Charlie just alone on the stage. And that's quite scary because there's like you and 2,200 eyes watching you. And you feel like this pressure, but it's a thrilling pressure of kind of exciting and making people happy and drawing them in.
Yeah.
And I love that energy. It's the real thrill of doing theatre.
So once you got going, you weren't scared?
Once I got going, I wasn't scared. I mean, before stage, before the show, probably out of all the actors, I was a complete wreck. I was just really nervous. I had a whole bunch of superstitions. And like, when I got going, I would kind of just give myself a little pep talk before the curtain goes up, just like, well, this is what I'm going to try and achieve. And I just, it was fantastic. Just at the end of the show, you get so absorbed in your character, you don't notice the other people there until the end of the show. And then at the end of the show, when you come out for the call and everybody's clapping and everything, and you just feel this thrill of how happy you've made everybody and how much they've enjoyed it. And it's, oh, it's fantastic. It beats absolutely anything.
The best thing in the world, the best feeling.
Oh, yes.
I noticed you said in there that you got superstitions before you went on each night, like a sportsman before he got this thing. Did you? Was it a particular routine or was it a secret?
We kind of had a routine that, well, they'd done it on other shows, mainly. In the theatre, there's this plastic kind of cockroach. And all the actors would go past it and rub it, but it'd been kind of coming down and it was in a bucket on the dump where I starred. So I had this superstition that I had to rub the... Well, we had to get every actor to come and they'd stroke the lucky cockroach. And every actor used to do it was kind of my thing. None of the other Charlies had really superstition, but they'd all come and they'd rub the cockroach and they'd say good luck and everything, and I'd say good luck, and then we'd all go off to our starting positions. And yeah, it was good, that kind of...
Love,
knowing everyone was prepared before the show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And do you remember your first night, the first night you went on?
Oh, I remember the first night. I couldn't forget the first night. I was absolutely terrified because there's about a, I'm not sure how long interval, like a 10-minute interval where you're just backstage and they're showing a kind of front thing on the curtain. But, of course, everybody else is off stage and it's really dark and I'm in my position and I can hear them on cans, which is kind of like our system, which they can talk around to everybody in the theatre, like saying, oh, it's everyone's set, there's how many people here tonight, oh, and there's this person.
Like the stage manager.
And there's this, the stage manager. And I was just a complete wreck, and then they were like saying, oh, there's some celebrities over there in the back row. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
Yeah, and I was like shaking, and then the curtain goes up, and I just remember being awed at how many people were there. And then, of course, the show just started, and my first song. And once I got first through my first song, it was absolutely brilliant. I really loved it. I mean, I was nervous the whole way through. And I remember I came out just after the first act and just being so happy and thrilled, because up to that moment I'd just been, and then it was brilliant.
Well, folks, that's all we've got time for today. But don't forget to tune in next time for the second half of my chat with Tom, when we get the lowdown on the Oompa Loompas and a 12-year-old's eye view of the Royal Variety performance. I'm Leslie Ann Knight, and that was a What's On at the Musical special brought to you by Bright Night Productions for the Big H Radio Show. See you soon.